Anglo-American CEO of Copper, John McKenzie, flew in from Santiago, Chile to address Alaska business leaders in Anchorage this week. Anglo-American is a world leader in platinum and diamonds and a major producer of coal, iron ore, and nickel.
And we're a big and a growing producer of copper, the business which I lead. Our production totaled more than 680,000 tons of copper last year. And over the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to be growing our copper production up to over the million ton mark as various projects in Chile come online.
McKenzie focused his remarks on the heightening interest in copper worldwide due to a burgeoning technology industry and the rise of the middle class in China and India. He said copper is critical to green energy technology as well and is a necessary component for everything from wind turbines to hybrid autos. McKenzie told the group that the Pebble Mine prospect is a world-class resource which presents the opportunity to apply modern techniques to mining.
And we want Alaskans to join us. As you know, we are still at an early stage. We will listen before we act. I can say that we're living up to that commitment. And as with any large, complex project, developing the right model takes time. It can be done in a jurisdiction with some of the most stringent regulation in the world, and we operate many other countries with increasingly stringent licensing and permitting regimes.
Anglo-American operates in 30 countries around the globe and has a $60 billion annual budget. Pebble Development has drawn opposition from environmentalists, fishing interests, and some Alaska Native tribes because of threats to the Bristol Bay salmon fishery.